From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Defense lawyers are voicing a new concern about the way the FBI handles information. It centers on a computer hard drive that was unknown outside the Bureau until this March. For the last 8 years, the FBI has not searched the drive when it was required to turn over evidence and information. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The FBI calls it the iDrive. It is a largely unknown computer hard drive which is used in the FBI's field offices around the country. Since 1996, the iDrive has been the place where FBI agents first file their investigative reports. Judges, prosecutors, and defense lawyers have thought that the FBI agents' reports were put directly into what is called the official case file, but that's not what happens. First, FBI agents' reports go to the iDrive. Next, an FBI supervisor reviews that material. The supervisor then decides what will and will not get uploaded from the iDrive into the official case file. If evidence doesn't get approved for transfer, then the FBI has not in the past considered that evidence to be discoverable. That means that whatever information and evidence that was left on iDrives over the last 8 years has stayed in-house. Prosecutors didn't know, judges didn't know, nobody outside the Bureau. And that has federal defense lawyers around the country astounded when they find out.
It's outrageous. I think they should call it the I-Lie Drive instead of the iDrive.
Jeff Pagliuca is a veteran federal criminal defense attorney in Denver who recently found out about the FBI's iDrive.
I'm incredibly disturbed by it because it's not their job. I mean, their job is to investigate and to turn over evidence. They shouldn't be in the process of shaping the facts. They shouldn't be sanitizing or influencing the evidence that ultimately is produced for a jury to decide guilt or innocence.
Pagliuca says that it's not the FBI's role to sift through the evidence and agents' notes and reports and decide what the lawyers will get to see.
What's unexpected is that there could be a universe of documents relevant to a case, and out of that universe, the FBI selectively decides on its own what to give over. Everything that relates to an investigation should be made available to a defendant. You know, that's the starting point.
But it's more than just prosecutors and defense lawyers that have not been getting to see the information on the iDrive. News organizations and even Congress are also out in the cold. The FBI declined several requests for an interview, but off the record, FBI officials say there is nothing underhanded about the way it uses the iDrive. They say it's a shared hard drive and should be thought of as a kind of inbox for FBI supervisors. And the Bureau says that the vast majority of documents in any investigation are uploaded into the official case files. Mike Wald, currently a commander with the South Florida Money Laundering Strike Force, is a 25-year veteran of the FBI.
If things do not go into that file, there's a good reason for it. It's not because it's being hidden. It's because either it is an inappropriate document that shouldn't have been prepared, or in some way is too sensitive to go into a straight report. Information from an informant that's singular in nature, those type of things.
The existence of the iDrive was first confirmed by Associated Press reporter John Solomon back in March. At that time, the FBI indicated it would ask its inspection division to investigate how much discoverable evidence in cases around the country didn't make it into official case files. When pressed by NPR for the status of that investigation, the FBI declined to comment. But former FBI Supervisor Wald says the questions about how the FBI uses its iDrive need to be put in context. Wald says that in the course of an investigation, FBI agents and supervisors are constantly making judgments and decisions about the nature and quality of the evidence it uncovers. He says that's what FBI supervisors do, make judgments about evidence.
In a large investigation, they would make hundreds and even thousands of decisions on what information that is coming into that field division would be of value, things to pursue, things to drop, and which direction to go. That would be a continuing process.
This is where it starts to get tricky, because the Bureau's history with several of its most prominent cases over the last decade has demonstrated that the FBI's initial dominion over the evidence has, at times, been hard for it to let go of. Before 9/11, one of the Bureau's biggest and most important cases was the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Michael Tiger, who was Terry Nichols' defense lawyer in that case, says there were significant problems getting the FBI to turn over everything it had about other possible co-conspirators to that crime.
But in the Nichols case, the worst problem was that the prosecutors we faced were not being told the truth by the FBI about what they had. They, in good faith, negotiated with us a deal that required them to produce relevant FBI materials. They broke that deal. They broke it because the FBI decided to withhold things from the lawyers, the government lawyers that were trying the case. The Bureau's out of control.
Long after the trials were over, and just 6 days before Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh was scheduled to be executed, the FBI announced it had uncovered 1,000 documents that should have been turned over to prosecutors and defense lawyers. The Office of the Inspector General investigated and found the Bureau's information management systems hopelessly confused. Tiger says the revelations about the iDrive are part of an FBI pattern.
They are recidivists. They were warned over and over and over again that their information technology, acquisition, management, and disclosure was seriously flawed, and that they better do something about it.
Federal lawyers around the country say the issue surrounding the FBI's iDrive must be resolved by the courts. Jack King is with the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers.
We're going to notify the defense bar. Every defense attorney is going to have to know that the FBI has a computer space where evidence and documents go to be approved before being put in the official file.
The revelation about the FBI's iDrive is attracting the attention of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Patrick Leahy issued a statement on Friday which said, "Case management technology has been one of the FBI's most serious chronic failings for many years. To know what it knows and to understand what it knows, the Bureau needs to have ready access to all the information in its files at any given time, not just in the so-called iDrive file, but in any file. That is important for intelligence gathering, for investigations, for meeting discovery obligations in criminal trials, and in complying with FOIA requests." End quote. A new computer system for the Bureau called the Trilogy Project is about to be operational, but in a recent study of the system, the National Academy of Sciences found significant flaws in both its hardware and software. As a result, the project is now being implemented on a piecemeal basis. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.